You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
This is MZ Now.
Boy, it really is Christmas because Bobby Hickey is in studio.
Wow.
Really?
We only see him on special occasions now.
Yes.
Like Christmas.
Only when you pay me enough.
Christmas and Halloween.
We told him, hey, Bobby, there's going to be free drinks and food here at the lobby. He's like, all right, I'll be there.
Right.
Say no more.
Yeah, you wanted to send an Uber driver for me and
I
everything.
Did. I told him, I said, Bobby, I really want you here for Christmas, our last show of the year. I really want you here. Yeah. And I'll send an Uber driver, that way you can drink or whatever you want to do and go back. He's like, no, there's no way I'm trusting an Uber driver.
Was it Uber Black or the regular Uber?
Why does it matter?
Uber Black,
it's totally different.
Listen, black. I don't see color.
No,
I
just, in a limo.
No, right. It was Uber.
It's not about color, it's about quality. It's what it's saying.
The Uber XL.
Right.
To transport Bobby. Yeah,
well, yeah. Do you ever...
What mean, XL?
Oh, that's messed up. Like the truck.
I'm sorry.
They come pick you up in the truck, Bobby.
He's got to get... What, is he got to send a U-Haul for me?
Well, I'm sorry. Double XL then. I'm sorry. Sorry for offending you with the XL.
Totally didn't mean to.
This messed up.
Lola B, do you ever notice the difference between Uber Black and Uber White? I mean, it's all the same, right? We're all Americans. Right. Oh,
yeah. Right. Right. Okay. I mean, the quality is definitely different.
Is it?
You got the... Either you get Uber Black with the strip leather seats, you know, that sweat, the dude... speaks absolutely no English and it smells like curry in the car.
Ooh.
Or you get Uber or you get Uber XL where it's like, you
here
know,
I am
pull
trying
up
to bring everyone
bins.
Together and she's, you know,
I mean,
dividing
it's still,
everyone with
Uber
racial diversity.
Uber is still a car coming to pick you up. It's just all about quality.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Bobby's here and we actually have a party going on outside of the studio. Lady G is here and Spider the DJ is DJing right now in the lobby and we're having a good time here. Jaime the tattoo guy is here.
Hey.
Eric's back from whatever vacation. Yeah, you watched Walking Dead?
We watched Walking Dead.
Eric's back from whatever vacation he was on last week. Where'd you go last week?
I think I was in Stephenville.
Okay. You think?
Possibly. Ain't that where Superman's
from? Wait a minute. Was there
any
problems? Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Was there any problems that happened while you were gone?
Yes.
See? Yeah. Every time he goes
wait a minute,
and does
did I tell
something,
you what
there's
happened?
Always something that goes wrong.
No.
Absolutely.
I told you what happened.
Story time. Problems over there.
But, over there.
But Bobby's absolutely correct, because every time you go out somewhere, or you go somewhere new, something bad happens all the time.
Okay.
He's absolutely right.
This isn't my fault. Nothing's my fault, though.
It never
it's
is.
It's not my fault.
Right. It never is.
No, a truck flipped over right in front of Kirby's apartment. Like, it could have, like, crashed into
Were y'all doing it with the windows open?
No. No.
Because that could have been your fault.
No, he was.
Yeah.
Wait, no, he was asleep.
Your...
What was in the truck?
These two guys.
God.
And they had a Yeti cooler in their truck. So when the truck flipped over, the Yeti and all of the ice and booze, like, fell out of the truck.
And they were
like,
so disappointed.
Did you, like, come out running, grabbing the bottles and booze?
No, I was. No, but I
ran
I did,
back in the house with it.
I heard, like, this big old crash sound, and then, like, Kirby was asleep or whatever. So he just was, like, 10 minutes ago, he was asleep.
Yeah.
And I heard this big old crash. Like, what was that? And so I peek out the window, and then there was a truck flipped over, like about 20 feet away from, like, the front door.
What was in it? A beer truck?
Huh?
Was it a beer truck? Or
no,
a
it was
truck?
A regular.
Yeah, give us the details. How many miles were on this truck?
I don't know. It was like an F-150 Ford truck. I don't know.
4x4, or was it?
I don't know.
We don't know cars.
Was it a crew cab? No, I don't know.
Did you give mouth to mouth?
Mouth to mouth? No.
Yeah, did it die?
Did it die?
The truck or the guy inside?
All right. Well, today is very exciting.
Oh,
today we are doing our Toys for Thought celebration, and we're very excited. So just to recap, what's going on is during last week's show to this week's show, we did a toy drive, right? And we raised, I don't know, how many pieces of toys did we get? Like 200, Eric?
Yeah, just about, roughly.
Roughly 200 donated toys for Toys for Thoughts.
Brand new toys.
Brand new toys. Bobby was able to get his company. Bobby's a truck driver for a living. He drives these big semi-trucks. And he was able to get his company to donate his truck so we can put all the presents in there and deliver it to the strip club. So that was really nice of your company.
Thank you.
They
to do
completely
that.
Don't want me to say their name either.
Right, yeah. We don't want to say their name. They don't want any credit, but
thank
they just...
Of course.
Right. Anonymous.
Anonymous. That's actually the name of his company.
Oh,
Anonymous.
Okay. Whoops, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
And so we've picked out a needy strip club in the area, and when we go to break after this block, Bobby's going to deliver the truck full of presents to the strip club. And Sarah...
Right to the front door.
Yes, and Sarah is actually there at the strip club right now, and Sarah... What's the environment there at the strip club?
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
People here are very excited. There are a lot of children here, which is
That's great. Yeah, it brought everyone together.
Yeah, management was a little taken aback by all the kids.
Wow, are they playing Def Leppard in the background?
What is it?
Yeah. Well,
are they still dancing? Is everybody still dancing? Everybody still working?
Oh, absolutely. Actually,
of course.
I wish I was there with you, man.
Well, do the strippers know that we're coming? I think that's the biggest question. They know that we're coming over with these presents.
Oh, absolutely. They're actually having a party right now because of that.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And that is the spirit of Christmas. That's why we do what we do. So Sarah's been there since 3 this afternoon, getting everything ready. And I'm excited to see what's going on. So we're going to do this live on the show today. So, all right, so we're going to let you go because I know you got a lot of stuff to set up and stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to finish the first block. We're going to go to break, and then Bobby will get you there, and we'll actually broadcast this live as it's happening. So, very excited.
Oh, we have a correction. Someone just yelled at me, they're dancers.
Oh, they're dancers. I'm sorry. Okay. We kept saying strippers, and apparently that's derogatory.
Okay.
They're dancers. I apologize.
We've got it fixed.
No offense taken on that, or meant by that anyway. Okay.
No offense taken.
Well, I didn't take offense to me saying that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I got to get to work.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. All right, that was Sarah at the... We're not naming the strip club because we don't want to just draw attention to everything.
But of course.
That's not what it's about.
Did you get the feeling like she's participating? Completely. I mean, she's up on the table, maybe.
She might be.
In her sweater. Yeah.
She brought a change of clothes. I don't know what she meant by that.
She's in her sweater and her glasses. And
I'm sure she's doing yoga moves on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Somewhere. On the
yoga moves. Tiger, hidden dragon.
That's not right for her.
Now, Bobby was telling me about his Christmas. Now, you do an interesting Christmas, right? You and your wife do a Christmas before the kids, right?
Yeah, we never want to wait, and so we give each other our gifts early. And we just gave them, we gave each other our gifts yesterday.
Okay.
So my wife opens hers, and she's big into Pandora charms and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
so
not the music app, I mean.
No,
Pandora charms, like a jewelry.
I was thinking more of a strip club.
Oh.
What? Pandora's secret box.
By the way, that is the name of the strip club we're going to, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going to leak the name now.
And that's like
that's
straight.
That's a special place.
I start to open my present, okay, and I got a present from my mother-in-law, and she gets me a power drill and circular saw set. I open up the box, and it has a utility bag that they're both in. I open up the bag, and it's full of sawdust. All over the tools.
Yeah.
And there's a black magic marker in it, too. And I'm sitting there like, okay, $140 tools, and there's sawdust all over. So apparently what happened was somebody bought it.
Uh-huh.
They pulled a Michael Zavala.
Yeah.
Used the hell out of it and then put it all back together and returned it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? That's the American way. I actually did that the other day, too.
What?
These wire cutters. I've been trying to fix the internet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because whenever we were shooting your video a couple of years ago, your
Walk Like Gumby.
Gumby video.
Which was an amazing video.
Oh, thank you, Lumpy.
Amazing video.
He buys $300 designer jeans, and after we're done with the shoot, he returns them.
Yeah, he said, be careful. We can't get these dirty.
You know, he's hiding the tag, stuffing it in his shirt, you know.
Yeah.
There wasn't no sales price. They had to, you know, they charge you for putting back on
sale. No, like a restocking fee?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
No. But anyway, so you have your Christmas. So you got the used saw from your mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was used saw and drill. And, when you have power tools, the last thing you want is sawdust inside the motor and everything else. And I'm thinking, okay, this will be great. I use it once and it shorts out on me.
Yeah.
And so I had to go return it and get a new one off the shelf. So I had to double check with that. So the other thing was that we were talking about what we were going to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
When we do our normal Christmas next weekend. And I guess we kind of went a little redneck because we're not having a...
You're not doing like a turkey or ham or anything like that?
A big, huge bowl of chili.
Oh, yeah. That's
delicious.
But you know what? That's going to be good.
Holiday
though.
Chili.
Yeah.
I made chili last weekend.
But not for Christmas.
Not for Christmas dinner.
Oh, well, it's whatever.
I'm going to burn something for Christmas.
You're gonna
burn a tree?
No,
I
just
messed with
or trees.
Yes,
hey-o.
I wish I could.
What do y'all mean?
Hey-o.
Come on, virgin ears.
Yeah.
So
you're not ready for this.
We got to take a break, Bobby.
We go straight.
We literally have been here for 2 or 3 hours loading up Bobby's truck to make sure all the presents are in there. So Bobby's gonna go and deliver this. I'm excited. I wish I could be there with you, Bobby, because I see the expression on these dancers.
You just
want
to go because I'm going to a strip club.
Well, that too. Hey,
but, I want to go, but then nobody invite me.
Yeah. Well, you got to be here.
Well, I need a co-driver. Won't you come with me?
Definitely. Definitely.
No, I need her here.
I can ride in the back of the truck.
No, with the toys. No.
Nah. No, I'm missing. I gotta take something to my kid.
I open up the truck and he's in there and he's got half the presents open.
Right. All right. Well, I'm excited. This is going to be our Christmas wish list. I'm sorry. Toys for Thoughts. Christmas wish list was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Or Toys for Tykes. What was it? The other one?
Mike's Tykes.
There you go,
that's
Mike's
totally Tykes. That's totally different. Yeah, that's another charity thing. We do a lot of charities. Yeah. But this is very exciting. When we come back, we will Bobby will be on his way to the strip club delivering these presents for Toys for Thoughts 2017. We'll be right back.
This is MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
This American woman, Caitlyn Jenner. And what's more annoying to the American woman than the 5 o'clock shadow? But razors can get expensive, am I right? That's why I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. And you can too. Just sign up right now at mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub. That's mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub.
What's up, first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5?
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, do I get a coffee cup or something like that?
Oh, no. No, that's way too expensive. But thanks for calling. So that was our first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Call the show at 1-888-695-4835.
Hey, what's up, MZ Now and all its characters? Especially Bobby, this is Gene. I haven't spoke to you guys in a long time, but I want to leave you guys a Christmas hello. Hello, it's Christmas. Just wanted to drop a note and tell you guys that my hot dog stand is selling out every day and every night. I got to go to Costco and keep loading up them hot dogs and them buns. I just want to wish you guys a very, very Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you, and a Happy New Year. Later.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey, Bill Nye the Science Guy here. Whenever I listen to the radio, I do what you're doing right now. I listen to Michael Zavala.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
You're listening to an MZ Family Christmas.
All right, Toys for Thoughts is on the way.
Yay.
We're super excited. Bobby has taken, just to recap, Bobby has taken a truckload of toys to a strip club, a needy strip club, so we can give the toys to the children of dancers. So I'm very excited. We're giving back.
Tell Sarah to take a lot of pics.
Who?
Please. Take a lot of pictures.
Tell Sarah.
That's not what this is about.
No, but you know, men can't take pics at strip clubs. Women can.
For real?
You never been at a strip club?
Tell her to make some friends.
The owners will get on your butt. If you take pictures of strippers. Though.
Oh, really?
Oh, Eric?
Yeah.
But Eric,
where is this strip club?
He'd be found at a strip club. He'd be found at a...
It depends what's the name of that guy's strip club? Looks like.
The one that women go to?
The Bears?
The one
that's where Eric
goes. But most of them are gay anyways. Most of the dancers are gay anyways.
That's where you'd be at?
Why would I want another gay guy?
Boo.
Oh, so you want a straight guy? Watch out, Michael.
All right. First off, has anyone seen Star Wars?
Yes.
You have?
No.
Is it good?
A little.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really
good.
You did? Yeah.
So is it better than the last one?
Yes.
Because I fell asleep in the last one.
No, it's way better than the last one.
Is it?
Okay.
Is it like to be continued on it?
Or is this it? Isn't it always to be continued?
Yeah.
Always. It's always to be continued.
It's going to keep going for forever. It's like Land Before Time.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I like that one.
It had like 27.
No,
that's my son's favorite.
Yeah. But no, I recommend go watch it, the movies.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll watch it next weekend because I haven't had time to watch it this weekend.
Or you can go to City Movie Grill for $5.
No, thank you.
$5? No,
or at AMC, it's $5 also on Tuesdays.
Yeah, but you know, you can get the Dolby Digital Surround Theater. That's what I want to watch it in.
No. Yeah.
$20.
I say go, yes.
I'm going to do it. Okay, so all Eric says go.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Jaime hasn't seen it yet.
No, I got to
Eric, will you tell him the end?
Oh, yeah.
No,
what happens is...
I'm on Snapchat. My friend works over there, and she had put the whole damn thing on Snapchat.
Well, she had a lot. For real? The whole movie?
Well, she put it on there the night before it came out because she works at Studio Movie Grill and they showed it to them before it came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And so I looked at her and I was like, God, sure enough, they showed the part where...
Don't say it.
So The Last Jedi, what happens is... I'm kidding.
It's always about The Last Jedi another Jedi.
Let me ask you this. Did they talk for 2 hours and then Mark Hamill shows up at the end? Like the last one?
No,
because that was a riveting cinematic flick. I'll tell you that.
No, it's really good. Like, there's like action.
Okay.
Like throughout the movie. So, all right. I really enjoyed it.
Cool. All right. Let's play a game. A Christmas game. It is Christmas time. Play.
I love games.
What game is it?
I hope it won.
This is the clip game, Christmas edition.
Bobby made it.
Eric Starr made it.
Oh,
actually. Yeah. They said that I'm not allowed to make any more games.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. After the last game.
The Halloween.
Make the best game.
No, the last game was terrible.
No more Halloween.
What was?
I made too many rules. I was trying to be too smart.
Oh, you're talking about the Christmas song one?
No.
Your favorite Christmas thing?
No. That was like 2 weeks ago. No, this is Halloween.
Oh, I wasn't.
So I'm not allowed to make any more games anymore. All right. What's this game called, Eric? I'm sorry. The Clip Game Christmas Edition, right?
Yeah, Clip Game Christmas Edition.
By the way, what is eggnog exactly? Because I'm drinking it here and I don't know what this is.
Isn't it like milk and just eggs mixed together?
Is it?
That's what
really?
No, creamer.
Heavy cream?
Yeah.
I don't know. It has good source of vitamin D.
Does it?
That's your favorite.
I know what else has a good source of vitamin D.
Me.
The sun.
Lola. Lola bees.
Bees nuts.
Bees nuts.
All right, here we go. Eric's going to host the game. We're all three going to play.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
You ready, Eric?
Yeah, it's going to be an easy game. I'm going to easy rules.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
It's time for the clip game with your host, Eric Starr.
Woo!
Hey, everybody. Woo! I didn't say you could talk.
My bad, my bad.
We didn't even introduce you yet. He's my audience member of one.
I'm trying to make you feel special. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Make you feel like somebody listening.
Welcome to the Clip Game Christmas Edition.
Yes.
So don't we make go around the room to see who's here? Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to play Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Okay. Right. Okay, so first we have Lola B.
Bees. Hello, world.
Girl, where are you Girl, where are you coming from?
I am coming from the Florida A, but I'm representing...
Oh, Flow Rider.
Yeah, I'm representing the Triple D.
Yes.
Okay,
All day. What's up?
Okay, and all these proceeds will go... The winning proceeds will go to your favorite charity.
Oh.
Yes.
So just to throw that out there.
I have a favorite charity.
Okay. I'm not going to name what it is. It'll be anonymous for all three.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, that's the name of Bobby's company.
Right.
Yeah.
And next, to stay or something.
Next we have Tattoo Jaime.
Yay!
Dallas Tattoo Jaime.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. DallasTattooHaime.com?
www.dallastattoohyman.com.
What's your website?
You watch The Walking Dead?
Okay.
What's your phone number, Jaime? Give me your phone number.
214-438-7655.
Okay, and where are you coming from?
OCT, baby.
Hey, what's up? I've met you.
That's your neighborhood, right?
Yes, my hood.
It's dangerous up there.
Yeah.
All right, next we have Michael Zavala.
Hi, guys. How's it going? I'm glad to be here.
And where are you coming from,
Michael? First time, long time.
What?
What?
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Dallas.
Okay. Word.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? Okay. Yes.
Yes. Word. I'm ready. I'm ready to win this
money.
Where
were you born?
Okay.
Huh?
In Iraq.
Oh.
Grand Prairie.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we call Iraq.
Yeah. Jaime's still convinced I'm Middle Eastern, even though I call him Mexican. Yeah.
Still.
We're like
dark. There's a dark Mexican.
I'm lighter than you.
A little toasty.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So I have five clips.
Yeah. Listen. If we were black, you would be Drake.
No, man.
You would
be. How light skinned
you
are.
Am I darker than you?
No, I'm way lighter.
No, you're not.
He is absolutely way lighter than you.
Thank you.
Man.
This is what happens when you stay inside all day.
And play video games.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to do what you do then.
That's right.
What is it, Call of Duty?
Nah.
Call of Booty.
I heard that too.
Yeah. I stay in the house with that.
We're picking that low hanging fruit today. So. The comedy trade.
I'm waiting for my wife to come back.
All right.
I can't stand you.
Okay. We got five clips, okay? And it's all Christmas themed. So
movies?
It's gonna be movies and songs. All right, right. So I'm only looking for, you could either say the name of the movie or the name of the song.
All right. Okay. So whatever, either one.
Either
okay.
one. All right. I'm good for it. So Michael's gonna play the first. Michael hasn't heard any of these. Michael's gonna play the first clip, and then so ready. if you I'm know ready. It, just
is it
80s, say your
90s
name.
90s or what?
It's just Christmas. It's just Christmas.
Yeah.
There's actually some there older, like early, like
that's what I mean. Is it older
70s,
or,
like 50s, like right. 50s. What? Yeah.
All right, so the range is, let me just make sure I understand. The range is like 1960.
Oh, no, wow. No, 1950.
Oh, 1950.
To current. Yeah. To current.
That's going to help you. That's going to help you out, Jaime. Yeah. Remember that.
I'm 1950 take a guess right
to
now.
Maybe not current. Maybe like 1950 to maybe early 2000s.
So. Right. Well, and they're movies and TV shows. Now, just remember, you just can't blurt it out. You have to say your name.
Yeah, say your name first.
Right, right. And then, real fast, okay. Right?
Whoever says
right.
it first,
like, Jaime,
they get a chance to answer, and then... If they get it wrong, somebody else can steal.
Right.
Just say your name. All right. Okay.
All right. Ready for the first clip?
Absolutely. I wouldn't touch Michael. You with...
Oh.
The Grinch.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it wasn't the Grinch.
How did y'all hear? It was.
Was it the Grinch?
Was it the Grinch?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
It was?
That was too fast.
The Grinch is still... How did you even know? It wasn't even like the beginning
Michael
part.
Michael got the headphones on.
The Grinch is still Christmas.
He
had headphones on, too.
He was playing.
What?
He was playing. It was like real fast clip.
It was.
That was too fast.
And then the moment it ended, that's when I got it. But like, I already answered.
That guy didn't finish the word.
I just know the voice.
Like, you just knew it.
39 and a half foot pole.
Like, what other voice would use that? You know what I mean?
And I know the Jim Carrey version.
That sounds like Petey the Clown. Is it Petey the Clown?
Huh?
Pee-wee the Clown.
No, Pee-wee the Clown. You know the guy that sings that diamond song?
What are you talking
what?
About?
What are you talking about?
Pee-wee the Clown that sings a diamond song.
Petey the Clown.
Petey.
Yeah, he's got this song, that song, We're Never Gonna Be Something.
Okay, keep going. All right.
What song is that?
I don't know.
All right, let me give you
the We'll Never Be. It's a famous song.
Don't point at
me. I'm mad he pointed.
Yeah, he pointed at me like I knew it. I'm like,
you go. And you finish it.
Hold on, let me think. It goes, because we'll never be something. Millionaires or something like that.
No.
It doesn't run in our blood.
No.
All right, everybody, let's go on to the game.
Must be a bootleg off the shelf.
Out. Yeah, where'd you get this movie from?
No, but
there's a dude named Pee-wee the Clown.
I'll tell you what, I'll play the music, you sing the song. Here we go.
Here we go.
Go ahead, sing the song from Pee-wee the Clown.
I don't know it, man.
Yeah, this is the soundtrack to Pee-wee the Clown. Pee-wee the Clown gives back Christmas.
What's it called?
Nobody cares anymore.
All right.
Anyway, okay, so Michael has one.
I got the next one.
Michael, 1 point. Both of y'all got zero.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number two.
Clip number two.
Don't be cheating, Michael.
There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. The busy
Jaime.
Michael.
Toys. Oh. Jaime's first.
What's it called? Is that Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Good job, Jaime.
Michael, did you know that?
Michael, yes, I did.
Yeah, why did
he was trying to get it.
Well, he was a second faster than me. Yeah. I said my name, but it was at the same time he said his.
That's
but
definitely
he got it first.
Not in my era. I don't understand. I
love it. How? It is Christmas. Era.
Nope.
Oh, how old are you?
And then I'm
how
black.
How old are you?
And then I'm black.
I'm
black.
Yeah, this ain't
I'm blaming it on
y'all
my
have
race.
A TV, girl?
This ain't Fresh
no.
Prince.
No.
Girl, please.
Or sisters. Is that sisters?
All right, so we learned that Lola B did not get it because she's black.
It has no TV.
Although I did find out last week that Lola grew up in a better neighborhood than me, so I don't know how that's
in
possible.
Florida. Yeah. In yeah. Florida,
in Florida,
remember that?
Right. Yeah.
That's where what's that dude's name that had the hood and got shot?
Wait a minute, what?
Oh, don't say that, Trayvon Martin.
Right, let's get that.
But
out.
See, I knew that.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
That wasn't even on the. Gosh,
that wasn't even.
That wasn't even part of the game. I could.
Yeah, come on
that
now.
Morning.
This isn't.
But you're talking about Christmas songs.
News items from 2006.
I'm just talking about
I was
Florida.
There.
Right.
You said Florida was good, and I said, "Hey, that's what Trayvon got."
Let's keep going.
Okay, yeah, let's keep going.
All right.
Mike, Jaime has one. Michael has one.
Okay.
Lola
three.
Has nothing.
Zero.
All right. Here we go.
Get ready, y'all.
Like my bank account.
You know Dasher.
Oh, God. Jaime.
He was so excited about
that's
that.
That's that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie.
No.
What?
I'm just kidding at it.
Oh,
he just saw his face. He was all defeated. He
no,
was like,
no, no.
"What?"
But I was wondering if it was that was the name of it.
Yeah,
that's not the Frosty movie. That is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Not Frosty. No, it's the Rudolph. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know Frosty comes out. Reindeer. He starts it off, don't he?
No.
Yeah, he tells the story.
Frosty. Have you been eating this eggnog?
No, the man. No.
I think he has been eating some eggnog.
No, you.
I'm mad you eat eggnog instead
it's
of drinking.
It's
because
I've been working out. Right. I've been working out, you know.
Well, it's very thick.
Yeah, so you got to eat
it. I need some protein.
Right.
I need some protein.
All right, here we go.
Definitely.
So Jaime's got two. Jaime's I've got
yes.
one.
Jaime's
a, and Lola's no. got zero. Because
how come y'all didn't jump on it, though? How come I was the only one? Am I old or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
So enjoy it.
We found out that you're even older than Bobby.
I know all of these.
Yeah, that
though.
Tripped me out. I was like, I thought Bobby was like a little bit older.
I'm paying attention now. I'm paying attention.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, man.
Now you're the old man. You're the old man in the show.
I feel young. They tell me I look like
clip
I'm 36.
Oh, gosh.
All right, here we go.
All right,
they
ready.
Want a discount.
Michael.
Yep.
Home Alone.
Yep.
Play the rest.
Come
on.
Keep playing it. I like to have it. I just want to hear that part.
That's creepy.
I know, I like
right
this.
There. Yeah, that's creepy.
I was trying to think of a line from Home Alone and nothing came to me.
She just screamed.
I know, I was thinking about that, but we have Jaime. He just did that.
I can't believe you would know what that comes from.
Me?
That song right there, yeah.
Why me?
I really didn't pay attention to the Home Alone.
You know, why isn't nobody playing like the Friday After Next theme? I know that one.
Well, the Friday After Next theme was not a Christmas song.
It is definitely a Christmas movie.
I typed in iconic Christmas movies. Friday After Next did not pop up.
You did.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Did
the Krampus pop up?
That was a good movie. That was a very good movie.
You know that one.
I know that one. Yeah. I do.
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
Gosh. Lola.
What's up?
Who's that?
Girl, if you know this.
Keep playing it.
But I do know it. I just don't know the name. Mr. Snow? I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
But I definitely know it was with the little Clayman. The snow.
I thought you had
the
OTV.
Christmas movie that they played every Christmas. I don't know the name. It's because I was in third grade.
Right. And you're black and you didn't have a TV.
And I'm black, so it really didn't, you know. Right. Gosh, can I please get this one?
Yeah, give it to her.
Thank you.
It's Christmas time.
That's the last one.
Who was it?
That's the last one I have.
Well, thank you.
What was it?
I'm taking it.
Huh?
What was it?
Oh, it's A Year Without Santa Claus?
Yeah. And it
never,
do
never
with
saw
the,
that.
Yeah.
I'm black. I didn't see it.
I thought that was the Misfit one. The Misfit one, you know? We are the Misfits.
No.
On the Island of Misfits. What movie was that?
I don't know.
It was the dude with the hair. I know that much.
All right.
The who?
Well, I don't. Wait a minute.
What's that?
That's all.
You got
more? We tied.
There's no tiebreaker. Okay. Well,
we tied.
Everybody got one.
Tiebreaker, man.
Jaime and I are going to arm wrestle for the tiebreaker during the
break.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We'll see what happens. All right.
Just play the Feliz Never Die song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mexican one.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, thank y'all for covering the clip game.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hey, someone's at the door. Answer the door.
Sheesh.
Oh, hey, Bob. What are you doing here, Bob? You're supposed to be delivering these presents. Hang on.
We got a problem. I stopped to get fuel in the truck, and I went in to get a Mountain Dew, and I come out, and the truck's gone.
Oh, man.
What?
The truck's gone.
So you went to go. Hang on. You went to
go get. Yeah, I went to go get fuel.
Uh-huh.
I ran in to grab something.
At the gas station down the street?
Yes.
The entire truck is gone.
It's gone. What? Somebody ran off with the truck.
Like the Grinch?
What?
Okay.
What?
It could have been the Grinch.
Are you joking right now? Hang on. Are you joking right now, or is it serious?
How do you think I got here? I ran back down the street.
You are sweaty.
You ran.
Yeah.
Why do you have Mountain Dew with you?
Why took me so long? Yeah.
Why have Mountain Dew?
He did happen to bring back the Mountain Dew, though.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew made it.
But are you serious, though?
Yes,
for sure?
I called the cops and everything.
All these babies.
All right, we got to hang on. Let's, Eric, will you call Sarah and just let her know what's going on? Let's take a break real quick. Let me figure out what's going on, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nichelle Nichols, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow. Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS.
Get behind the scene extras
and exclusive bonus material, and get the shows before anyone else. The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
Just when you thought you knew the whole story.
You want the moon, Maori? Well, just try and take it from me.
Think again.
Find George Bailey by any means necessary.
Merry Christmas, y'all, building and large!
Nicolas Cage.
How bad you hurt, George?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding!
Clarence, I thought you had wings.
I do, man. Watch this.
Hang on.
Who is this?
Oh, you'll know me soon enough. I'm coming for Zuzu's paddles.
Directed by Michael Bay.
I want a big one. That's right.
Dispatch, we found George Bailey. I repeat, we found George Bailey. Permission to shoot on sight.
Jaleel White.
Paula Dean, Macaulay Culkin, Julie Andrews. Christmas will never be the same. It's a Wonderful Life, too. The rest of the story. Reloaded.
Goodbye, Mr. Potter.
Michael's a... How do you say this again?
Test. When my name come up, respect you. Respect you.
Test. Navala?
Michael Zavala.
Test. Stop playing with my name.
Zavala.
Test.
You listening to MZ.
MZ. Michael Zavala.
Test. I ain't gonna say it no more. No more.
You're listening to an MZ Family Christmas.
Oh, I know this one.
What is it?
Michael, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Michael, you did it again.
I won the tiebreaker. Sorry, Ivy. All right. So let me just recap a little bit. Something serious kind of happened. We were on our way to do the Toys for Thoughts 2017. And Bobby stopped at the gas station to fill up, Bobby.
Yeah, to get some fuel.
Yeah. And
a Mountain Dew.
Of course, a Mountain Dew. The truck's gone, but he's got the Mountain Dew. But anyway, the truck was stolen as he went inside and came back out. The truck was gone. We have informed Sarah, mm-hmm. who's at the strip club. Yeah. We have informed the police department. Bobby called his company who let us use the truck today. So we're, I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on. But,
that was the Krampus, man.
Oh, goodness.
The Krampus. You know, he takes stuff from people that are, come on.
Thoughts. The Krampus.
Thoughts.
I don't know what the Krampus is.
Yeah, I don't know what the Krampus is.
There you go.
Yeah, I was like, what is it? What is it? This time of the month or something?
Oh, the Krampus.
That's crazy.
But anyway, we have a...
The Christmas cramps.
What do they call that? An all points bulletin. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, an APB.
We have an APB out. I guess, I don't know if that's really what they have. But anyway, they're looking for the truck. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it always happens like this around Christmas time. But, you know, whatever. Eric, did something happen to you? You said that you wanted to talk about that I don't know anything about?
Well, something weird happened to me. So,
what happened?
What else is new?
Yeah, so
you're gay.
You might have been made straight.
Yeah.
No.
I met this girl.
With a stripper. No. I mean, a dancer.
She's amazing. No.
That's not weird. That's impossible. Anyway.
Hello.
Hey,
oh, that's Eric's, the lady that turned
Michelle
Eric's
girl.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. This is Nichelle Nichols.
Oh, hey, Nichelle.
I thought that was Maria Serta.
No.
No. And it's Sirtis,
there
actually.
You go. There you go.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's Adele.
There too, yeah.
She's here?
No.
No.
Oh, I got excited. Real excited.
I was about to make fun in love.
No.
Cha-ching.
Okay. Yeah, get some money.
Like, hello, cha-ching.
Back to my story. So no,
of course.
Shut up! I'm trying to talk. I saw this video on Facebook, and I didn't really believe it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so anyway, so I got sick, and I was talking to Kirby about. I was at his house.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking. Ow, my ears. The earphones were like
really
loud.
Is that what
really
Kirby
loud.
Did?
Uh-huh. No. No. So I was telling him I was like I need some more like vitamins, blah blah blah. So I was like,
why?
I'm going to get some orange juice for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I'm going to get some orange juice. Like when I head back home on Sunday, I was like, I'm going to get some more orange juice in the gas station. Anyway,
what
so.
You act like you're going traveling out of town
no.
or something.
Anyway, so the main point is that I'm just speaking about orange juice, right?
Right. He's setting this up. He's setting up the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so uh-huh. maybe some orange juice, maybe say like 4 to 5 times just like throughout that one day. It was a Saturday.
Why?
Okay. So anyway, so I'm headed back to Dallas or whatever. And I look at my phone on my Facebook feed, and I see suggestions, like promotions or whatever, about Tropicana orange juice.
Oh.
I never did a search for orange juice. I just said it out loud. But the video was about this guy that he goes, Facebook is listening to us through our phones.
Right.
Oh, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then also tying the what he hears on the Facebook,
right.
through Facebook or phones or whatever,
yeah.
tying it in with promotions that like fit what you're saying. Like throughout the day.
Now, just to clarify, you have the Facebook app.
I do have the Facebook app. Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I never once, normally, okay, if you look up something on the internet, like through your search, like, you know, like Google Chrome or like Google, like whatever,
okay,
or through
right.
like Safari
yeah.
or whatever.
Oh, know, everybody's
if you're looking for like
up.
A camera, like let's say a DSLR camera you're looking for Christmas for somebody. Okay, if you look through, you're searching for it.
Right.
And then you go to a different website, just like, or Facebook, it'll have on the side or throughout when you scroll through your feed.
Right.
It'll suggest, oh, this DSLR is like on sale for $400 or like whatever.
That you know? Sounds lovely. Lovely.
Okay, but awesome. I never searched for orange juice. I never typed orange juice to a
you text
message.
I was just talking
about it. So it's kind of weird that I feel like Facebook is listening
all the time
to us.
Isn't that like invading your what?
What's privacy?
There you go, privacy.
But yeah, but
he had to find the word.
Hey. Load it.
I'm sorry.
I was over here like.
Right.
Why are you getting scared?
Because I know she was back there. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's taping.
Yeah, she's spooking.
Yeah, she's taping.
Like ninja.
She's a ninja.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Facebook. Watching
that's
you.
How I felt Facebook that day. Facebook was watching.
So what Jaime's talking about, Lola's roommate is standing behind Jaime. She didn't know she was behind.
I thought she was outside.
No, she was in here.
You let her into the room.
Right. You know who opened the door.
Chair right there.
She felt like standing up behind you, right there on your back.
Yeah, she's like a Kingsman.
A Kingsman.
Yeah,
you know, the Kingsman. They hide.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you watch way too much Netflix.
So, Michael, have you seen this video?
I have. I know
about
what you're talking about.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't have the app, so it never does that for me.
Hey,
that happened to me at Walmart. And you know what? They
Walmart is listening to you.
I said
I said, I need some help. And a guy came up to me and said, sir, you need some help.
Not at Walmart.
No, but tell me. They got real smart on me.
Because
I said, hey, why are you invading my privacy?
Facebook or what?
Leave me alone. Yeah.
Who?
Facebook.
You tell Facebook to leave you alone.
No, because they were on my messenger. On the Facebook messenger. And I guess they detected I was at Walmart. And they said, hi, man, how can we help you do this and this and that, right? And I said, man, who are you? Like,
you typed that in?
No.
You typed it in?
Yeah.
Wait, they messaged you?
On Messenger.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
and then I said, look, y'all need to quit invading my privacy because I'm going to sue the hell out of
y'all. He said,
and you know what?
Y'all
sorry about that, Mr. Correa. Like, with an attitude. I said, oh my God, that is messed up.
No, that is a Walmart. Very Walmart.
He said, y'all better quit invading my, what's that called? I don't know what you're talking about.
Business. You watch The Walking Dead? Now, if it was Target, they would say, oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
No, they got real respectful.
Or like Chick-fil-A.
My
pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Just snooping.
I'm going to disconnect this message. Wow. My pleasure.
But I do know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and I have heard of that. And I don't know that that's
legal.
No, I don't know if it's actually that. If it listens to you.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. But I don't have the app. I don't have this problem.
I would never.
I literally
have
just
app.
Go on the Facebook page.
Nobody knew about oranges except for Kirby. I was telling him verbally.
Yeah.
And then I go on my Facebook and there's the advertisement for Chappaquahepa.
That is weird.
Did you ever consider maybe it was a coincidence?
No, it wasn't. I've never seen an orange juice
Why would it be a coincidence?
On the very next day that I was talking about orange juice, like.
Were you driving?
I do.
Yes, I was driving. Over there?
Sir, hello, Mr. Korea. We would like
y'all
to.
Y'all have any tacos over there?
Okay, so if y'all have a Facebook app, try it.
Okay.
Do you have the Facebook app?
Talk about I don't know, dildos or something. I don't know, whatever.
Sure.
What?
Normal
topic.
Things that we're talking about. Yeah.
They ain't got no tacos over there.
I promise you. Maybe it won't show up that same day, but like the next day it'll show up.
Yeah. Right.
I promise you.
By the way, I do want to get, so the only two people in this room other than me that watch The Walking Dead is Jaime and Bobby. And so we both have you guys in the room. I want to see what your thoughts are. We won't go into detail on this thing. I'll tell you what I think, and then you guys say what you think. I think the show sucks. Like, big time.
Oh, just now?
You got some balls on you.
No.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I kind of agree.
You've been on my website.
There's no way.
The advertisement on Facebook.
Know. Yeah. Now that you said that, they're going to show up on your Facebook.
Right. MZ's balls. Damn it. I was thinking about it.
They don't carry it out too long.
What do you think, Bobby?
I mean, the fact that they're just, it's the same thing every season. Mm-hmm. It's no longer about The Walking Dead. It is now about whoever gets in their way.
And there has not been one good episode this entire season. Mm. Not one.
Nope, not this season.
And I'm a fan, and I haven't even watched the first episode of the new season.
Oh, I was saying, I'm a fan, but I never watched the first episode.
The whole season sucks.
And by the way, and I know this is a touchy subject, and I appreciate you talking about this, Bobby, but Bobby and his wife right now are having marriage problems. Because
I'm convinced that my wife is having an affair.
Yeah.
What
makes you think that?
Because she has a wallet in her purse now that says Mrs. Daryl Dixon.
What?
She's having an affair, definitely. Do you live in a redneck trailer park thing?
Excuse me?
What?
Daryl is a redneck. You live anywhere in the rednecks. You live around the redneck neighborhood.
Do you live in the projects?
Damn near. They like cross off.
I can't say.
Hey, I'm from Oak Cliff. Where they
Okay, so the answer is yes.
Yeah. You about some redneck
the whole time.
Then you better look for the one that looks like Daryl. You watch Walking Dead.
With the bow and arrow over his head.
Yeah.
I live in Oak Cliff.
With the bow and arrow.
Now, Bobby also asked his wife. He's like, if we were Walking Dead characters,
yes,
who would we be? And what does his wife say?
I said my wife would be Carol.
You watch
because she's real smart. She's, you know, she's a silent. You know, but all of a sudden,
silent,
boom, she's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm hoping, you know, my wife will say, oh, you're like Daryl, honey, completely lying about it. You know, but I would take it. And then she tells me, I think you'd be like Rick, honey. And I'm like, what? Why would I be like Mr. Fruffy Face?
Yeah.
And it's, well, you're bossy. Daryl. I'm like, I'm bossy. That's why I'm like Rick. Really? She goes, Carl. Yeah. I think you would take control of the situation. And there's something. I was like, oh, okay. So you just say, I'll just tell everybody what to do.
I think you would be like T-Dog.
You should have told her.
What?
Did he die first?
You
watched
one. No, you should have told her.
Like three episodes in.
Carol. Hey.
So I'd be a reject from the 80s is what you're
right.
saying.
Right.
Man, yeah. Rick was hot. Rick is hot.
Yeah,
so.
He is hot.
Okay, exactly the same reason why I wouldn't be Rick.
Oh, well,
I'd
I'll
be
take
Daryl
it.
Because he's one ugly SOB.
Actually,
you know,
actually, all the women actually, like Daryl.
I know. They don't like him because he looks good.
Ugly,
he's got greasy
know.
Hair. He's got a nipple growing out of his face. And he's got a baggy eye. That's one ugly
he
dude.
Just roasted. He just roasted this out of Daryl.
I hope he hears this.
That's every guy says the same damn thing. Daryl's one ugly mofo. But the only reason why women love him is because he's a survivor. He goes in the forest and eats raw squirrel. Ugh.
Bobby's been holding this in. You can tell.
No, yeah, because I don't get to say it at home.
Yeah.
Get him, Bobby.
He said, I don't get to say it at home.
This is like a CNN
baby.
Panel.
All you got to ruin Carol.
All right, hang
run.
On. We actually have a phone call.
What?
Yeah, hang on. Sarah's on the phone. Hang on one second. Right, let me get her real quick. Sarah, you there?
What's all that?
Yeah, hi.
Hang on.
What's going on? What the hell?
Get closer
to
your phone.
On?
I can barely hear you. What's going on? There's all this sirens and stuff going on.
Fire.
Yeah. Do y'all have the news on in the studio?
No, we don't.
No, our internet's down. Yeah. Our internet's not working.
The cable bill didn't get paid.
Okay. Well, the weirdest thing has happened here. They're playing music really loud, and right as a beat dropped, literally a truck plowed into the side of the building. But no one turned around because the music was so loud.
Now, wait a minute. Does this truck have Anonymous on the side?
It does.
That's Bobby's truck.
Oh, my God.
You found your truck.
Are you kidding me? All right, Michael, I got to go.
Wait, you got to stay here.
No, I got to go get my truck.
Oh, well, you got to get your truck. That's
there's
true.
There's strippers dancing okay.
wait a minute.
On your truck. Dance.
So wait a minute. Is this the truck? Did you guys open this up? Is this Bobby's truck with the presents in the back?
It's full of gifts in the back.
Oh, my gosh. This is our truck.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle.
Toys for Thoughts was a success.
Yes.
And it's a Christmas miracle. That's right, honey.
Yes.
God bless us, Lord. Everyone.
Wow.
Well, Sarah, thank
all
you so
children.
Much for the update.
All the strippers.
All the dancers. Dancers, Lola. Oh, look, the fire department's getting there.
Entertainers.
I know. Entertainers.
First responders keep coming and getting all distracted, and no one's like doing anything.
That sounds about right.
Well, Sarah, thank you for the update. At least we know this is a success. Merry Christmas. We'll see you back here at the studio.
You can put your sweater back on.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah. Bobby said to put your sweater back on and your glasses.
Whoa.
Quit dancing. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
All right.
Take pictures.
Thank you, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So we found out it's a success.
Wow.
That's incredible. I would never expect that to happen.
Never. Wow.
This is incredible.
It's like went to the right place.
It's like my orange juice on my Facebook feed. It's just it's coincidence.
It just happened.
It just
happened.
Facebook did it.
I mean, will you get Spider and Lady G, who have been waiting in the hallway?
Right.
That's because we don't want them in the studio.
Well,
who knows? They might be making out.
We needed Lady G at the end of this block just so we wouldn't have to edit the entire show.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Bobby.
Dude, I really think it was Facebook listening to us, to our prayers, and then Facebook somehow went and it found the driver.
Facebook made a Christmas miracle happen.
I'm going to leave my app on now at all times.
Do it for good.
Well, yeah,
use your powers
what
for
happened.
Good. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to, this is our last show of the year. This is a Christmas show.
Thank
we
God.
We want to say thank you to everyone who's been a part of the show for the year. And we will be back at some point next year.
Yeah.
First week in February, I think, right? Right.
Whenever Eric? Michael gets around to it.
Yeah. Whenever I think about it.
That sounds about right.
So we have a lot of work that we're going to do to revamp the website and stuff. So once that's all done, we'll be back. Oh, here goes Jaime.
Oh, here they come.
The whole crew's here. The whole MZ family
Everyone
is here.
Everyone just looks so gorgeous.
Yeah, look, Lady G is here. Wow. Hey, Lady G. You can come up to that mic right there next to your, right in between your boobs, actually. There's a
her
mic.
Cup
the
is full. Right there. Michael, she doesn't have headphones on. How the hell is she going to hear you?
That's true.
So what are you talking to her for? Right
tell her.
He's talking the mic.
Talking the mic right there next to your boobs.
Yeah. You're smothering the mic with your pillows.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Just have Jaime's seat.
Yeah, just have a seat.
Yeah. Well,
she goes, oh, I am. Oh, that's what I was planning to do.
All right.
Oh, you can talk it.
Well, Spider's here. Lady G's here. Spider's been DJing the MZ Now family Christmas party.
Okay.
And there's Lady G grabbing the mic there. Yes. Oh, hey, Lady G. Merry Christmas.
Spider done disappeared.
Wait a minute. That maneuver you just
did. Take your mic's on.
Yeah, there you go. Try it now. Try it now.
Can you hear me? Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what was that?
What in the hell? Turn the sound effects off. Jeez.
We love your voice. I don't know what's going on.
It sound like...
There we go.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah. There's Lady G.
But, like but now I'm your mother.
It looks like you're... It looks like you're about to teabag that mic.
That'd be the best Star Wars ever.
It is.
It does kind of like... Yeah. I'm like rubbing my nose on it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's her last Groupon customer right there.
Oh, no.
All right.
That was that one step. That was that cutaway on Family Guy that they had to just erase and edit out.
All right. Well, we're actually ending the show for the year. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, of course,
that's not politically correct.
I'm sorry. Happy Hanukkah. Happy
We want to wish
Kwanzaa.
Everyone happy holidays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what it
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are jumping over brooms, and some people are lighting candles, and some people are giving, they're waiting for
Who's
some
jumping
white
over
man
broom?
To come down their chimney.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What's a broom
it's,
thing?
It's a festive thing.
I just want to blame something on, real quick, I just want to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I want to blame my parents for the way I am.
Oh, okay. No,
are you jumping over brooms?
They told me my whole life. That if I was good,
yeah.
some white man would come in December and bless me with all these gifts.
Yeah.
And
but so you are blessed was, with gifts.
Standing right next
no, but,
to you.
But Spider's right here. Sugar daddy. It was setting me up to get sugar daddies.
Oh,
it
I
was
see.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, baby, if you're good all year,
Papa
this white
preach.
Man's going to come bless
money,
you
money,
at the end
money,
of the year.
Money.
He's going to come in while you asleep.
Yeah.
And you're going to wake up to all this fabulousness.
Yeah.
I mean, they were setting me up for a disaster.
And she lied.
They lied, girl. They lied, girl. I put my phone bill under the tree.
Oh.
And it's not working.
They cut it off.
And I also want to say one more thing to my, if you're listening to my friends, I have heard none of my presents bark.
What?
So
it's probably dead now.
I'm a little. We got nine more days. Put some food and water if you are gonna give me one. But I really want to open something that's alive.
Now you're talking. Now just to make it clear, what you're talking about is that you want a small white man in a box.
In a box.
That
yes.
barks.
Gotcha.
That's yeah. pretty that's accurate.
Actually,
that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Oh wait. I'm gonna copyright that right now. White man in a box.
Yeah.
White man
for Lady G.
I want one for Lola B.
Brought to you by Lady G. Produced by Lady G.
It's gonna be the next Sea Monkeys. Now, Lady
whoever
G.
Whoever started that Elf on the Shelf is rich as hell right
I do,
now.
I do. Steve and Leaves. And I take my Steve Urkel doll and I put him in Leaves. Steve
I
and
love
Leaves.
Steve Urkel. Yeah.
He's
girl, Jaleel
hot.
White. Girl.
Oh, yes.
Girl.
Yes.
When he became. When he became Stephon Urkel.
Yes, took the glasses off.
That was Jesus right there.
That was Jesus.
Right,
that was
so,
Jesus.
I was like, hold on, babe,
on the show.
Right. Yes, I was.
How you transform like that?
Just
like,
sexy.
Now,
just
Lady
a sexy chick.
Huh? Now, you and Spider spent some time out there. Are there any sparks that fly when you
oh,
guys
yeah.
are out there? Yeah.
We're later.
Yeah, you guys, okay, cool.
We're gonna later.
Now,
are y'all recording it? Are y'all recording
Merry
it?
Merry Christmas.
Don't edit that. I mean, edit the word.
Gonna have Eric there?
I know.
I told him I was gonna put my right on his forehead.
Right.
And the left somewhere down and wherever it fits in. And I was like,
and at Christmas, like, but it's Christmas Day, you have a mistletoe.
Yeah, but I told them, I was like, don't. I talk a big game, but once I'm drunk, I'll probably just pass out with it on my with his on my forehead.
Right.
And I have to point out, this whole time we've had a little child in the room.
Right. He's got headphones.
He is wearing Beats.
Exactly. Yeah. That means the sound is completely, he don't hear none of this.
He is not bothered by anything we're saying.
Right. I asked him a question. He didn't even hear me. He was like,
oh, he is not bothered.
He is not bothered.
You know what? Actually, we can all take a life lesson from this. Put some headphones on and mind your own business, and
Amen. I like that.
And with
that
life is great.
And with that, Toys for Thoughts was a miracle. We are wrapping
up. We're doing a new drive. Yeah. Toys for Thoughts.
Yeah, Thoughts.
So, Toys for Thoughts. Yeah. So bring all your thoughts.
Oh, we've already done that.
Trade them for toys.
Right. Well, that too. That's next year. All right, guys. Merry
Christmas.
That's
a personal drive that I'm doing by myself.
Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2018.
Yes!
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-Live 5.